You're my lady. Yeah. You're my lady. Yes, sir. You're my lady. Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Oh, I'm so excited. How are y'all doing? Another Saturday afternoon coming live and wild in your radio dial. It's your man, Tyler Campbell. Oh, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, a.k.a. Mr. Tyler Vandross, the hostess with the mostest. I have missed you all, Real Life and Real Talk Nation. It's been a couple of weeks. The microphone is hot, like my man Big Sam says. And, man, it's just a joy to be around. When I'm not doing this show, y'all, something is missing. Something is missing in my life. And now that I'm back, like, I can't explain what it means. Like, waking up and doing a Saturday show, I've gotten in such a blessed routine to be able to do it. And when it's not there, beyond a shadow of a doubt, something is missing. But you know the deal, man. I have a smile on my face, and I have energy to waste. And if you're looking for inspiration and empowerment and unity, it is guaranteed. Listen to me, y'all. It is guaranteed that you are in the right place. It's such a joy to hear Rodney from Revved Up Sports Show coming on before me. He was always dropping those gems. And I know a lot of people want to talk about the University of Texas and all the things that are going on. That's not my place. I'm not going to go into that. For me, when Rodney dropped those gems about Michael Jordan and NASCAR, I was like, yes! Yes, yes, yes. What a great show. And Rodney, love you. And hope you have a blessed rest of your Saturday, man. We have a great team up here. It's been a minute since I've had a chance to rock with my man Big Sam. Big Sam the Bam. Sam, how are you doing, baby? Talk to me.
I'm doing good, man. I missed you. I missed all my Saturday folks up here, but we're back. You know, got a couple Saturdays in the chamber, ready to go.
Ready to go, man. Ready to go. And I know you've been staying busy throughout this whole entire time.
Yeah.
I know you've been busy. But listen, shout out. I want to dig this, because over the course of the 3 weeks, you know, our Real Life, Real Talk Nation, the following, it has continued to catch on. And it has just been a joy to just build and bridge gaps with our listeners, staying in contact. And so what I wanted to start off today with is I want to start off with our Real Life, Real Talk shout out of the week. My shout out of the week this week goes to my man, Easy Money Justin, who tweeted out last week. You know, he said, if you guys need to check out this Real Life and Real Talk show on 104.9 The Horn. Can't really get much better than this. And if you're not motivated for the week following Tyler Campbell's episodes, then I don't know what can help you. So appreciate the love and appreciate the support. Easy Money Justin, yo, I salute you. For everybody who's tuning in, listening in, yo, thank you so very much for the support. I know it's been a while, but I'm going live on IG right now at TCSpeaks32. Have a guest host that I will introduce a little bit later into the show. If you have anything you want to text, oh, send it in, 512-337-3776. But a lot has taken place in my life over the last couple of weeks. As you know, when I left off the show, I think the last time I was up here, I was talking about a great keynote speech that I was going to have to do for the National MS Society with the Black MS Summit. And check this out, y'all. This is why I always tell people, like, you never truly know how your words can manifest into somebody else's life, and how your actions as a human being can really and truly shed light or bless other people. All the way out in the United Kingdom, there's a lady by the name of Mandy Johnson, and Mandy tuned in while I was giving a keynote speech a couple of weeks ago via virtual Zoom. She was in the United Kingdom, and she heard a little bit about my multiple sclerosis journey. And what Mandy did was she actually took my story from what she heard, and she built she put some artistry behind it. She literally took my message and put it through art. And it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever received in my life. But somebody all the way out in the United Kingdom, listen to me, y'all, that's why you have to take your life seriously. And that's why you have to know that you never know how you carry yourself and how it can affect somebody else just by the words that you choose, just by the energy that you carry. Mandy sent me some art that she did all the way from the United Kingdom of my story. And when I tell y'all, I'll forever keep this artistry, I will forever keep what she's done for me, near and dear to my heart. yo, it truly gained perspective of how important the lives that we live are, and how we as people can really and truly touch each other and help each other. And then after that, y'all, you know, I talk about building a fence around the community that I live in. I kind of think about, like, since this last time that we talked, or we've spoken on the show, I'll start to put more emphasis on, like, building a fence around my community. You know, I always talk about being in the city for the city, like my mentor Galen Clark always talks about. And for me, I want to build a fence around my community of Pflugerville. Do a lot of things nationally, do a lot of Zoom, a lot of virtual stuff, and done stuff all across the country. But I feel like I have to get back to basics in a sense and really live to touch the community in which I live in the city of Pflugerville. And I was blessed to be able to do an engagement for Westview Middle School, the sixth grade all the way through the eighth grade. Like, I love doing stuff for businesses, love doing stuff for sales teams, empower them. But at the same time, y'all, we have to figure out ways to reach our youth. You know, with election time coming on, so much hustle and bustle within our country, laws that need to be changed, social injustices. We have to remember that our kids, our youth, are watching all of this. They are seeing how we are choosing to react to it. And as much as we're speaking from adult levels in terms, we also need to be including our young people within these conversations, because they are being touched and they are watching these things too. So I was able to speak for Westview Middle School this week, and it was a joy. It was a pleasure. I've been speaking at Westview Middle School over the course of 5 to 6 years, and just really took what Mac Brown had to say earlier this year to heart. You know, and we're talking about Texas football, and I know people are going to go crazy because I bring up Mac Brown, but Mac Brown said something so powerful on ESPN earlier this year, and it changed my life. He said, there are not generational gaps, just communication gaps with our young people. Because people are looking at Mac Brown, they're like, man, you're so old. How is it that you're able to relate to players at the University of North Carolina in a sense? And that's what he told them. He said, it's not about the generational gap. It's not about the age gaps between us and our young people. What it's about is we need to be focused more importantly on our communication gaps. We have to change the way that we communicate with our young people. We have to bring them up to speed of the things that are taking place within our country. We have to let them know that their lives are important, that their lives matter, and we have to help them place certain levels of self-worth over themselves. Why? Because they will be the future leaders of the country that we live in. All right? They are the future of the country that we live in. So as much attention as adults as we have up here, let's not forget to pour some love and attention on our babies within our community, so that we can ensure that we are passing something on to them that they will take to another level than where we are right now. All right. So, oh, and lastly but not least, yo, Dancing with the Stars for me. I haven't talked as much about it because we've been gone much. But, man, Dancing with the Stars here in Austin is coming up. And your boy TC has his dancing shoes. I know, look, a couple weeks back, y'all were worried about me, but now, yo, my dancing is starting to really flourish. I'm starting to do my pirouettes. I'm starting to roll. But Dancing with the Stars for the Center of Child Protection, that's what we're doing here in the city of Austin. I'm going to be speaking more about the watch parties, ways that you can donate towards the cause. I am out to win. Me and Sarah, my dance partner Sarah, we out to win this competition, y'all. We're going to change the game. And so I'm going to need y'all's help in order to do that. In the midst of it all, everything goes back towards the Center for Child Protection. And so the more support, the more love, the more donations that we can incur, the more children and the more families that we can be able to help. So it's definitely for a good cause. Y'all pay attention to my social media, as you will start to see more of those things pop up. But I want to say today that I'm blessed because I actually have a special guest in the audience with me today, on the show today. And he may say something, he may not. But for me, you know, I have the opportunity to have my son in the studio today. And it means the world to me, and we'll get into what I need to talk about, but I have to say this. It means the world for me to be able to have my son here with me today. He's Messiah Christian Campbell. He is my oldest son. And really what sparked the conversation was, you know, my son said, Daddy, are you going to talk about me on the radio show today? And I said, you know, I'm going to talk about you, son. He said, yeah, but I want to come. And for me, I never try to push my kids into anything. But when he said, man, I want to come, that really spoke life to me. I think growing up a lot, I always wanted to know what it would be like to have watched my father like compete and do something that he loved in the National Football League. and like be in the locker room after the game, or like be able to just watch him in the mode of him doing something that he loves, so that it could just cause my mind to be blown. But unfortunately, my brother and I, we were too old by the time that we came into the world. And when I was born, you know, the old man retired. But I had to take a step back and think, like, my son is actually being able to have the capability to watch his dad do something that he loves. And he's been with me through certain speaking engagements. He's never been up to the radio station to watch me do my show. But it means the world. And I know that, like, by me bringing him to the radio station, it will allow his mind to just think or believe that he can be exposed to something new. And when you are exposed to something new, it causes your mind to just be blown, and you start to think of new ideas and what could possibly be in our lives. And I'm living out what I see from D. Wade, or what I see from LeBron, or what I see from Steph Curry. Like, they always have their kids at the press conference with them. Well, this is like me having my child at the press conference with me, and I'm loving it, and I'm relishing it. You know, ages 2 to 7, y'all, those are those moments when a child's mind really starts to develop and their language and their speech starts to develop. And I'm here to tell you that my son gets in trouble almost every day in school because he talks a lot, and he gets that from me and his mom. But also now at this time is logic is coming up, you know, and a lot of times I try to talk to my son about like breaking things down. Like, I tell him to do something, but now I'm having to regurgitate things and let him know why we do certain things. And so our relationship is going to another level. He's causing me to be more accountable as a father. But there's one thing I'm going to see if he'll say it today. There's something that we say every single morning. Because I always hold myself accountable. I'm the leader of my household. And I always try to empower my son the same way that we do on the microphone. Who I am as a person, it's no different than what I try to do as a father. So, Mr. Messiah Campbell, if you will do this thing, and I will let him get back to his roadblocks. If you can, there's something that we say every day. You remember that?
No.
You don't remember?
No.
Okay. I'll say the question and you do the answer. He says he doesn't remember. If you can, speak into the microphone. This is my son, Messiah Christian Campbell, y'all. Accomplishing what we say is the greatest fear in the world, which is public speaking. My son's already in there at the age of 7. Mr. Campbell, what is your name?
Messiah.
Messiah Campbell. Where do you come from? The heavens up above. And what can you be?
Anything I put my mind to.
Anything I put my mind to. As long as you never do what, son?
Quit.
And always take care of who?
Mama, Daisy, Sam, Petey, and the new baby.
And the new baby. Listen, y'all. They are never too young to be inspired. They are never too young to be empowered. Mm. And I want people to always know that kids are watching even when you don't think that they are. And for me to be able to have my son here today, that's another level of love. And to my son, I'm proud of you because you just got to come in here and do what most people never get up enough nerve to do. So, Sam, how much time we got, big man? All right. We'll get in on the other side of this break, and we'll talk about what it means to hustle for your last name. We'll go heavy. Mm. Say bye.
Bye.
Every day I'm hustling. Hey, there we go. Little Rick Ross coming into the building today. Man, that's reminding me of my college days. Rick Ross just coming on the scene. Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks. I'm at TC Speaks 32 on all your social media platforms. Send me an email, Tyler@TCSpeaks.com. And 512-337-3776. I'm also going live right now on IG. Send me your comments. Let me know how you feel. Let me know what it is that you're thinking. Somebody said, let's talk about, what is this, the possible second greatest comeback in MLB history, Astros versus Rays. I hear you. Listen, and my brother's in here. So listen, my brother's a diehard Houstonian. Go Astros! But yes, it is a chance to definitely make history. Game 7 going down. I wish the Stros nothing but the best of luck. I feel bad because I'm a Texas Rangers fan, but we'll take it. But yes, Stros are off to something special, man. It could be something special. But today we're going to be speaking on hustle for your last name. Hustle for your last name. And I challenge everybody with this question. I want you to think about this. What will the generation in your family that comes up after you say about you when you're done living your life? You know, a perspective, like what type of history do you want to lay down? What is it that you are wanting people to say about you when you are done living your life? Start to really think about that because it shapes the way that you approach each and every day that you are blessed to live. You know, what do you want people to say about you? And that's why having my son in here today, and that's why the topic of discussion of today is literally hustle for your last name. Hustle for your last name. I have an aunt Cot. I like to tell stories. I have an aunt Cot. She's 97 years old. She is my only living great aunt on my father's side. And one of the amazing things about my great aunt, her name is Laura McGregor. We call her Aunt Cot. One of the amazing things about this lady is that she's one of the first people to go to college on the side of my father, on that side of our family side. And a lot of times we plant seeds, but you aren't necessarily the person who gets to water that seed and gets to see it grow. My Aunt Cot is a blessing because she has gotten to see her seeds grow. And what I mean by that is by her being able to go to college, by her being a teacher, by her adding that added level of painting a picture of what you can possibly do and be with your life. Her nephew Earl ends up, you know, going to college. That's an amazing feat. Coming from poverty on that side of the family, she ends up going to college herself. Then she has a nephew who ends up going to college and doing things amazing from the University of Texas in professional football. And you see those things now, whereas me and our other younger cousins, we grow up now talking about college. And it's just because one person chose to believe and try to make something of themselves and make their last name valuable. Are y'all hearing me? Chose to make their lives valuable. And because of that, she planted seeds within our family, and she's now old enough to be able to see that those things or those seeds are getting watered by a generation of cousins that are coming up. And we are lawyers. I have a cousin, lifetime Longhorn. My uncle Tim Campbell, his son Austin, is now choosing to be a lawyer now. You know, I'm a professional speaker. I've got nurses in my side of the family, all because my Aunt Cot chose to water chose to plant the seeds of college, and she chose to hustle. Listen to me. She chose to hustle for your last name, for our last name. So I want you guys to start digging into your history. All right. Dig into your history. Start learning about your history as much as you possibly can. Who are the people who went above and beyond in your family history to start doing things that had never been done before in the family? All right. Put that on it. And then you start to add value towards your last name that you bear. That last name is something that we all have in common. We all, no matter your race, no matter your creed, no matter your color, you have a last name. And that last name means something. Like for me, I think further than my Aunt Cot, right? What about my ancestors? What about people of color after the abolishment of slavery? When people were freed and they were finally able to select their last names. I have to believe that when you got the capability to select the last name that you wanted to live by, you rolled up your sleeves, you put a lot of work, and you said, you know what? I'm going to try to create something for my family so that generations can come up after me and we can have value within our family and our last names can resonate and our last names could mean something. What about people who immigrated to this country, right? People came to the United States of America. People came into this country hoping for that American dream, hoping to make betterment of themselves than what they could do in their previous country because they wanted to add value to their last name. They came here wanting to build a work. They came here wanting to build a love. They came here wanting to build something that they could be proud of. Like people are, if you don't have that last name to bear, people are fighting for our freedom overseas. And they're doing these things right now so that we could choose to capitalize on our freedom and make our last names mean something. So if you don't know it before, you better believe you have a duty to do for your last name now. You've got to start hustling for your last name. It is imperative. And a lot of people are saying, well, TC, I don't know my family history. I don't know where I come from. I'm not able to dig ancestrally as deep as you possibly can. Well, listen to me. It matters not. All you have to do is start where you are and think of what you want your last name to be valued as. Think of what you want your last name to be looked at as the generations come up after you. That's why I asked you this question. What will the generations that come up after you say about you and the way that you lived your life? And it's not necessarily all about finances. Trust me, there are people who, like, we know our family, we know our uncles, we know our cousins, we know our mother and our father, our grandparents. There are some people who have done some amazing, amazing, amazing things with their life within their family, and it didn't add up to what a dollar sign equated. There are some people who know that they had a father who literally just rolled up his sleeves, went to work every day, tried to be the best human being that he could possibly do, and he gave you kisses and love at night before you went to bed. And that makes your father a king. That put value on your last name, and that caused you to want to be the best that you could possibly be. There might be a woman in your life, maybe a mother in your life, who worked 3 to 4 jobs, to work 2 to 3 jobs to provide food on the table. Like, when I think about those things, I think about my mother-in-law. My wife's mother, and hearing her talk so passionately about her mom and what she's done. It may not be the dollar signs, but yo, those things manifested in your heart being young in the generation and watching those things and you wanting to make something of yourself and have your last name be valued. So you want to hustle for your last name. Who's been that in your family? And if that person has never, ever been visible for you in your life, then you have to start picking up the pieces and you have to start being that person in your own life. All right? Never again can you say that you don't have anything to do. Never again can you say that you don't have work to be done. Yo, you bear a last name. And it is time. It is time. It is time to start adding value to that last name and start hustling for it. So people who wrote in on the text line, I think that's my cousin Nadia. She said, hey, y'all, that's a Campbell thing. That's a Campbell thing. Somebody wrote in, said, yo, Tyler, great to hear from on the air again. Hey, that's Average Joe Crane. Those of y'all who don't know, man, Average Joe, I've utilized his his song on my show not too long ago. So special thanks to you, Average Joe. Thank you for tuning in. And somebody just wrote in and said Nick Saban would find a way. Hey, man, I can't even speak on that one, Sam. You know how I feel about COVID, y'all. And hey, Nick Saban's getting ready to coach, Sam, for whatever reason.
He's doing it, bro.
Hey, man, I'm nervous. I'm nervous. I don't want nobody to get sick, man. But yeah, we're talking about hustle for your last name. As you can see, I woke up with purpose on my mind, but I don't just encourage people to hustle for their last names. Send in your text messages, 512-337-3776. Sam, as always, get in my ear when I get close. Can you cue that TC Speaks for me big time? All right, TC Speaks. Let's get into it then. We're talking about hustling for your last name. Why is it imperative that you choose to do so right here and right now? And the way that we go about doing this, because I don't just shout out terms and just tell people, yo, do this, do that. I actually want to give you principles as to how you can govern yourself towards what I give you so that you can put action behind what we do so that nothing I say goes to waste, right? So the first thing in terms of learning how to hustle for your last name, I talked a little bit about it earlier. You have to expose your mind to something new. Write that down. First principle to hustling for your name, my son grabs this piece of paper in front of him, is you have to expose yourself to something new. This is the key. The reason being you have to expose yourself to something new is because exposure generates new ideas, and new ideas create opportunity. All right. And those opportunities will raise your pride, and therefore you value and have greater expectation over your last name. So what new things are you going to start to do over your life today that you have never done before? And I talk about rhythmic repetition. You guys have heard me speak on that, like getting in a repetition for yourself. And I encourage you to do the repetition. But at the same thing, what you want to make sure that you're doing as you live your life each and every day is add a new thing to your repetition. Do something new each and every day so that your mind does not get put on cruise control, because as you know, if you get put on cruise control, you then start to lose control in life. So we don't want cruise control. We don't want cruise control. We want to make sure that we are adding repetition. We are adding new things to our repetition. We've got to do something new. And so I want to challenge everybody. You've been doing things your way this whole time, and it's gotten you to the point that you're in. And maybe those point you have a rut in what you're doing. It's time to do something new so you can ensure that you climb that brick wall and get over the rut that you're feeling. Oh, I'm just getting started. We're talking about hustling for your last name. Take us out, Big Sam.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wear my six shooter, ride my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing young girls' hearts. Oh, man. Hey, do you see the mullet on him? Gene and Roy singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. That's right. That's why they call me Tyler Vandross, y'all. I'm not all hip-hop music. Country music is very important to me. All right. 512-337-3776. Welcome into the third segment of Real Life and Real Talk. If y'all have not seen the music video of Toby Keith in 1993, I Should Have Been a Cowboy, that lets you know that mullets were a real thing. Right, Sam?
I mean, yeah, I got hair, bro, but I got nothing on this guy.
Hey, he has guap back there, bro. I mean, oh man, Toby Keith had a real deal mullet. And so we're here talking about what it means to hustle for your last name. Shout out to my man, Matt G. Matt G is somebody, he was diagnosed. Well, oh man, first time. Okay, he was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and he says, I consider it a gift. It's lit a fire underneath me. I handle it holistically. To each his own, but I send my blessings, love, and the way you present your content is very inspiring. Hey, Matt, I really appreciate the love and support, and you got this, man. MS is different from everybody else. I tell people with multiple sclerosis, because I've been living with multiple sclerosis since I was 21, so I'm 33 years old now, so you do the math. But your MS, your diagnosis, you have to do whatever is right for your body. Do whatever is right for you and what works for you. There's no one way to beat this disease. You do what makes best sense for you, and you keep living in that, Matt. Keep walking in that, and I'm glad you shared that with me via the text line, because those are the words that provide encouragement for me. And so, yes, thank you for tuning in to the show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Continue to send your messages, 512-337-3776. I'm going live on IG at TCSpeaks32 on all your social media platforms. We're talking about what it means to hustle for your last name, and we just came out of the segment talking about exposure to something new and how that can also cause a trigger to your mind. When you expose your mind to something new, it presents new ideas. And when you have new ideas, that creates new opportunity. Woo! I hope y'all are hashtagging that thing. Exposure generates new ideas. New ideas create new opportunities. And new opportunities have the capability to transcend your life to something new, something great. Man, y'all hashtag that. Y'all hit me at TCSpeaks32. If something is manifesting in your soul, please tweet that out, IG that thing, or message that thing out. But I want to talk about this article that came from the Harvard Health Letter, and we're talking about the Harvard University. Dr. Catherine Kapp, in an article titled "Change Your Mind and Body to Sharpen Your Thinking and Skills," and she talks about neurogenesis. Neurogenesis is defined as new cells that are formed in the body. And there used to be a period up until the 90s where we thought neurogenesis stopped when you hit a certain level of age, but now we know that new cells can be born or birthed within your body all the way up until your death, as long as you are constantly challenging yourself and as long as you are constantly exposing yourself to new things. All right. So I know I talk about repetition a lot, but I want you all to also place new ideas and new way of thinking and put yourself in a situation where you have the opportunity. That's good. Where you have the opportunity to learn something new in your daily regimen. Listen to this. Something as simple as brushing your teeth with the opposite hand has the capability to trigger your mind into a deeper state of thinking and allows you to build more cells because you're doing something new. It keeps your cognitive skills going. Something as simple as driving home or heading home in a different direction than you've ever, a different route than you've ever headed home before, it exposes your mind to seeing new trees, new buildings, and that then in turn it further increases your cognitive skills. That's why we say dieting is important. That's why eating a new food that you've never eaten before with your eyes closed, it allows your mind and your brain simply to be blown. So we're not talking about making like huge change or rifts in your daily cycle, your daily rhythmic routine. We just want to implement some new things, and those new things done over a long period of time develop your cognitive skills and strengthen your brain. And watch this, over time, over the long haul, those things allow you to alleviate things like dementia. They allow you to alleviate other brain sicknesses that can happen, all because you are exposing your mind to something new. And that's real life and real talk. It's like my mentor, Rodney Page, the first ever head coach at the University of Texas in women's basketball, who I got the title Real Life and Real Talk from. He always said, Tyler, you have to be a lifetime learner. And in order to hustle for your last name, ladies and gentlemen, you have to be a lifetime learner and be willing to expose your mind to new things and be able to do different things that'll cause your cognitive skills to continue to be strengthened. That way you can hustle for your last name over the long haul. Y'all stay there with me. All right. So when we talk about hustling for your last name, number one, I want you to expose your mind. I want you to expose your brain to something new. Number two, I want you to write this down. Hustle for your last name. The way you hustle for your last name is you have to be willing to also ask for help. All right. Allow life to bring you people into your circle that will help you achieve the desires of your heart. If you're trying to hustle for your last name, if you're trying to be the best you that you can possibly be and build something for the generations that come up after you, you have to know that you aren't meant to do it by yourself. And there's going to come a point in time where you're going to have to ask people for help. And there's no shame in that. All right. And you're going to have to look into your heart to be able to do those things. All right. Because what I think about the heart, the reason I say heart is because the heart is labeled as the organ of truth. Like your heart is the thing that provides vision. And notice I say vision, not sight. OK, I don't say sight because sight has limitations. Right. Your eyes can only see so far. But when you have vision, that far supersedes eyesight. And vision does not come from the eyes. True vision comes from your heart. And so your heart labeled the organ of truth. If your heart is propelling you towards where it is that you want to go in life, your heart will provide that vision. In order to help aid that vision, you have to be able to ask for help along the way. All right. It is imperative. It is imperative that you get to a point to ask for help. And I think for me personally, I'll keep it 100 with you. Better yet, I'll keep it all the way 1000 with you. The way that I've grown as a speaker is because I've asked for help. You've heard me. You've listened to me. I have a speaker certification from Eric Thomas, one of the greatest motivational speakers in the world. I went that direction because I needed help as a speaker. Okay, after every speaking engagement that I have as a human being, I try to ask for people's help once I'm off the stage, meaning I go to the people who bought me in to speak and I say, hey, can you write a testimonial letter and then take my video footage and send it out to other people within your business realm and let them know that I am a good speaker. I need your help. I'm trying to hustle for my last name. I'm trying to build something and I need you to help me get to that destination that I desire to be in. Don't be so prideful that we as human beings don't ask for help. You can't do this thing alone. And by doing things alone, in essence, I'm keeping it all the way 1000 with you. I'm somebody who privatizes my pain. And because I privatized my pain for so long, it has inhibited me from starting to grow. And you've heard me speak passionately and openly about seeking the counseling, seeking the therapy that I need, because I need to get over the hump of privatizing my pain. So I hope you all can see that in order to get to where it is that you want to be, in order to get where it is that you want to go in life, you are going to have to start asking people for help. And there is no shame in that. Asking for help is pivotal. Because you can only do so much in life by yourself. When we talk about hustling for our last name, we've got to add some longevity to it. We don't do one-hit wonders here on Real Life and Real Talk. All right? We don't do that. I'll make this hit home for you even more so. During Texas OU week, there was an article that was done by ESPN on my father. We're talking about how it's imperative that you ask for help. And I think the title of it was like Earl Campbell gets back up again or something of that nature. But in there, I think you got an in-depth look of my father, which most people don't know about. There was a time period where my father struggled heavily with pain pills and alcohol addiction, just mixing them both because of the immense pain that he was always going through. And I think what helped my father be to the point that he is now, which I think is about 11 years clean from alcohol and any pills, is because we got to a point of a family where he was open to receiving help, where he's open to receiving the clinical help that he needed to get himself rid and clear and clean of those things within his system. Even the great Earl Campbell, NFL Hall of Famer, Heisman Trophy winner, had to cling to his family, lean on his family, allow his family to intervene in his life to help him get to a greater level in his life. Why? So that he could continue to hustle for our last name, that Campbell family name. So I say those things to say there is no shame in asking for help. You are going to need to ask for help in order to ensure that the generation that comes up after you has something to value when it comes to your last name. All right. And as you're listening to this message, I want you all to sincerely think about one thing that you can take away from this message. I don't care that you remember it all. I don't care if you ever go back and play it again. But every time that you choose to listen to this show, listen to this message, I want you to think about what is one thing that you are taking from this message that you will imply for the rest of the week. And then we can activate it and build on that even further next week when I come see you all again. I'll see you on the other side of this break. We'll get into the last principle for how you continue to hustle for your last name. Take us out, Big Sam.
Love starts slipping away.
Yeah.
The love we've been living gets harder every day.
It's your boy Tyler Vandross. Hey, Sam, listen, I know I can't sing, but maybe I could get by being a country western singer. I think I could get by being a country western singer. I have to be that, you know, but I can get there. But, man, Vince Gill, I think I had Green Day coming in When I Come Around from, like, 1994, 5 or something like that. But Sam said, go with that Vince Gill.
I don't see you with the angst of Green Day, bro.
That's true, bro. I don't even know any of the words. But when I hear that, when I come around, that's about all I know. But what's up, everybody? It's Tyler at TC Speaks. Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks. I'm at TC Speaks on IG right now. Send me your messages, 512-337-3776. And we're just talking about why it is imperative to hustle for your last name. Hustle for your last name. The last name is something that each and every one of us have. We all have those things in common. And start doing something new. You know, in terms of how you hustle for your last name, I think the first principle I gave everybody is to expose your mind to something new. Like, change up your rhythmic routine and ensure that you are doing something new for yourself, because new ideas and new ways of thinking, or new ways of thinking generate new ideas, and with new ideas come opportunity. All right. So once you get your mind in a cycle of doing something new or exposing your brain to something new, you then have to get to a point of asking for help. Because as you're wanting to try to climb that mountain, as you're looking to try to get to another place in your life, as you're looking to try to transcend your last name and bring value to it that the generation up after you can look up to, you have to then ask for help. It is not your sole duty to try to figure out life that you live on your own. It's not your sole duty to try to get your goals and accomplish your dreams on your own. You must allow people to help you. And I talked about, like, for me specifically, when my father, when we were able to get help from my father, and he was able to defeat his battle with alcohol and pain pill addiction, his life went to a whole nother level of love and value and appreciation, not just within our family, but from the whole world. They loved Earl Campbell in a different way. And for me, the day that I started seeking out therapy, the day that I started seeking out counseling and learning to work on not privatizing my pain, the day I started to really start to, I mean, from that day on, I really started to breathe and exhale more as a male, and really start to grow as a father, as a husband, as an overall person. And it's because asking for help. And then lastly, this is important. As you notice, all the things that I'm giving you are all free. All these mindsets are free. They don't cost you a single thing. The last thing I want you all to do is I want you to cling to hope. All right. When you're trying to hustle for your last name, I want you to cling to hope. Hope, by definition, means a confident expectation based on something solid. All right? A confident expectation based on something solid. That is hope. Like, the light in your hustle is found in hope. If you look for the light, you will always find it. Write that down. If you look for the light in your hustle, you will always find it. But if you look for the dark, it's going to be all that you end up seeing. If you look for the light in your hustle, you will find it. But if you look for the dark, it is all that you will see. Meaning, if you always look for that light, if you always can cling to hope, you will find upliftment out of whatever it is that you're going through. But if you don't have hope, if you don't have that hope, you will always stand stagnant and you will always stand in the midst of your pain and in the midst of your opposition. All right. So you have to find that light. Life is going to set you back. All right. Life is going to deal you things that aren't fair, whether it be marital troubles. Maybe it's finances. Maybe it's job uncertainty. Maybe it's surprises within your health that were unexpected. The first thing that you do when these things arise is you hope. Think about it. When a person loses hope, that's when they lose everything. But if you can just cling to hope, a free mindset of hope, the hope that things will get better, it allows you to be equipped with determination. That's the word. Hope will lead to determination. And when you have determination, that means you don't stand stagnant. That means you don't stand in the rut. That means you don't just look at the brick wall and stand there. Determination is what allows you to push through and make your own hole in that brick wall so you can continue to be who it is that you are called to be and hustle for the last name that you've been given. All right. Even in the darkest of times, ladies and gentlemen, hope will still knock on our doors, but it's up to us to invite it in. That's good. That's good. Let that marinate on the cerebellum for a second. Even in our darkest of times, hope will knock on our door, but it's up to us to invite it in. Keep it 100 all the way 1000. As I look over my life, a short synopsis, because most people who are listening in, they, for the first time, they don't know anything about me. When I look over my life and I think about getting in trouble and getting sent to an alternative education system for schooling, to having to humble myself to go to a junior college to try to keep a football dream alive. And then from a junior college, being able to get to a 4-year institution called San Diego State University. I look back over it and people ask me, like, what kept you going? As I live with multiple sclerosis ever since 21 and now I'm 33, what is it that keeps me going? And it's quite honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I just hope. I've always just hoped. I've always hoped that through the opposition, adversity, or trial or tribulations that I've been faced with in life, I've just literally hoped that things may get better. And that hope led to determination. That hope built a will. That hope built a dissatisfaction with mediocrity. That hope built a hunger to just want to be a better person, a better human being as an individual. And that hope has gotten me to where I am today. So you'd be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, how far hope in your life can take you and how far hope in your life can stay with you. So as you're striving towards the greatness that you are striving to achieve, not only just for yourself, but for your entire family, do you cling to hope? Do you have the hope that no matter whatever it is that you go through, that things will and can have the capability to get better? All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, your homework, as I continue to roll through this thing, I want to make sure that I bring things full circle. I want everybody's homework this week to literally be for you to meditate on one thing that was said this week, right, within this show, because I know everybody's trying to get to the Georgia Alabama game. Everybody want to talk about how in the world is Nick Saban on the sideline because of COVID, and I guess the Astros are game 7, and all this other stuff that's going on right now. I want you all to think about what is the one thing that this show, or what is one thing that was said in this show, and I want you to take one thing and I want you to retweet it. I want you to message it. I want you to share it with somebody. And this is not for me. Please listen to me. My man Emmanuel Hollins on IG just said, "Roll Tide." Yeah, buddy. Hey, those of y'all who don't know, man, Sam, I love the Tide. Can I say that? I'm going to be humble. Listen, I love the Tide, but I'm Aztec for life. But hey, Roll Tide. But anyway, the messaging and the retweeting is not for me. It is because we come on this show to grow. We come on this show to get to a better place. We came on this show to receive a word about what it means to hustle for our last name. There are other people who did not tune in. And the point of it is that you don't know how your words could ignite a fire into somebody else, and how you exposing them to something that they've never heard before in terms of hustling for their last name, they can take it within their own household and they can help the people within their household deal with the grief that they may be going through, the uncertainty that they may be going through, the trials and tribulations that they are going through. So not only is it our duty to consume a word from this real life, real talk nation, it is also our duty to speak out what it is that has manifested in our hearts and what has been received by all of us today, and hope we can put it over into somebody else's life to help them get through the go-through that they're going through. And I love it. Hey, my man who just wrote in, he said, "Preach, brother. I love the inspiration. I love you all right back." We're talking about hustle for your last name. Number one, expose yourself and your mind to something new to develop your cognitive skills. Number two, ask for help. A vision comes from your heart. Allow people to help you with that vision. You are not meant to do it by yourself. And number three, I want you to cling to hope. Some of us are going through our real go-through right now, and it hurts and it's painful. I encourage you, if you can't do anything, just hold tight and cling, ladies and gentlemen. Cling to your hope. I love you all. Respect you all. I'm Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks at TC Speaks 32. I'm real life. I'm real talk. Yo, let's go so we can grow. Send me an email, Tyler at tcspeaks.com if I missed you. I love y'all. Respect y'all. Let's go so we can grow. Take us out, Big Sam.